It's time to wake up and have a wonderful day. We're out of bed now, and we're looking out the window, and we're seeing the sun shining or the rain falling or whatever the weather condition may be. But we're looking around and we're seeing that everything is beautiful because we are beautiful. We are wonderful. And as we look around and see everything so great and so wonderful, we think to ourselves, yes, this is a good day. This is a good day. And we look around and see all of the things that there is. I look around. You know, if I can say in the first person present tense positive, in me, I look around and what do I see? I look around and I see the happy faces of my family. I see the wagging tail of my dog. I see the sun has already come up into the sky. I see that the trees are all standing straight and tall and lovely to look at. I see all the world is good and very good. This is the way I start out my day. This is the way I start out everything that I am. Now, when I start out my day in this positive, wonderful way, I can be sure that my life is going to continue to reflect that positive, wonderful way of being, because that's who I am. That's who I think about myself as being. That's all I know about myself as being just wonderful. Okay, now, this is the Worldwide Healing Ministry in Campo, California, and this is Dial Healing Words. And what are the healing words that we have for ourselves? What is the healing word that I have for myself? The healing word that I have for myself is that I like me. I think I'm wonderful. I think I'm fantastic. I think I'm glorious. I think I'm supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. I think I'm just wonderful as can be. Yes. And thinking and knowing that I'm wonderful as can be, what do I do? How do I act? Where do I go? What sort of cause do I put in motion for myself? Good question, isn't it? Do I look at myself and say, I'm a good person? Well, then I can go around the world and I can be a good person. Do I look at myself and say, I'm sick? I got this problem, I got that problem? Okay, those may be the evidences that are in our life, but we can start saying, hey, I want to live a life without all those problems. I want to live a life of balance and harmony. Well, now, you can't live a life of balance and harmony if you're going to live a life that you say is full of problems. If you're going to look at your life and see all the problems in it, everybody can look at their life and see a billion problems if they want. But the smart ones, the happy ones, are the people who look at their life and they find the happy times. They find the non-problems. They find the joyous expressions and solutions that life is there. That's all there. You can be two people in the same family, brother and sister, brother and brother, sister, sister, mother, father, whatever, and you're living in the same family. You're facing the same circumstances. You got the same problems. You got the same worries. You got the same concerns. And one of you is a happy person, and you go through life with a happiness. Regardless of whatever you're facing, you're always happy, and it is easy to handle. You can work with anything. And the other one is a sad sack, and no matter what that other person does, everything is sorry, everything is sad. Oh yeah, he moans and groans and complains about everything that comes along, and he has a right to do that because they're terrible things. Now, you, me, these terrible things come along and I don't moan and I don't groan. I just say, well, I wonder what good is going to come out of this. What wonderful thing is going to come out of this? A person says something unkind to me and I say, hey, what did I do? Can I improve? I'm always here to improve. Is there? Well, you're terrible, terrible. Well, is there something I can do to make my life better and have us be better friends? You're terrible. Don't you understand I'm trying to say you're terrible? No, I don't. Because I only want to look for, well, all right then. And then the person stops being mean to you and starts telling you that you're a pretty nice person. You're really all right. You see, it's just a matter of persistency on our part. I will not have somebody complain about me. I will not have somebody tell me that I'm not a nice person. I will not have somebody tell me that the world is going to pot. I tell them the world is going good. I tell them, no matter what the illusions are, what the appearances are, I stand up for the truth, and the truth is that all is in divine order right now, and all is fantastic right now, and it is so. And it is so. Now, pretty nice, isn't it? Pretty nice when I can say to all the world, it is so, and have it be so. This is what life is all about, and this is what I am all about. And this is what you are all about. Are you ready to live a life of happiness and positive thinking? Then get on the happiness and positive bandwagon. Get on the attitude of being happy, of being filled with joy, of looking for the good in life, and not only looking for it, but finding it. And finding the good in life, finding that it's so wonderful, so fabulous, so magnificent, that you are the happiest person in the world. Yes, life can be a joyful thing if I am willing to look for its joy. And life will be a sad thing if I want to look for its sadness. But I choose to look for the joy in life. And as you choose to look for the joy in life, the wholeness in life, the beauty in life, the happiness in life, you'll find it. It's right there in front of you, just waiting for you to pluck it off of that happiness tree. And the happiness trees are growing all around in your yard, all around in your life, because that's who you are, and that's who I am. You're a happy person. You might as well enjoy it and recognize it, claim it. If you'd like to talk to a practitioner about a solution to your desire and be on the happiness trail today, dial 1-619-478-5111. 1-619-478-5111. Each person who answers the phone is a practitioner, and tell them that you would like to put a cause in motion for the happiness of life to be yours now. And the practitioner will say, yes, yes, I love that. Let's work on it together. And off you go. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.